Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Streep?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes? Meeting April 8th, 2014.
Motion to approve is distributed.
Hearing none, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council tonight. Any announcements? I will be making a presentation tonight when we get to the presentation section in our agenda. We'll now have introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Substitute number one to ordinance 14036 to repeal ordinance numbers 14008, 14009, and 14010, approving Granville Street lights for the Darley Green subdivision blocks A, B, D, E1, S, E2, B4, and I, located in Brandy 100, and substitute and approve traditionary street lights in these previously listed areas. Ordinance 14037, amend the grants budget for FY 2015, appropriate $1,826,202 from the Department of State, Delaware Division of Libraries to A, Library Administration, $84,680, B, Appaquinimink Library, $123,947, C, Bear Library, $280,621, D, Claymont Library, $114,423, E, Brandy 100 Library, $269,098, Ellesmere Library, $131,621, G, Hokesson Library, $159,255, H, Kirkwood Library, $212,045, I, Newark Library, $276,329, and the J, Woodlawn Library, $167,183, to be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 14038, amend the grants budget appropriate $87,722 in funds for the State of Delaware Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board to the 2014 State Youth Employment Program grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 14039, amend the grants budget appropriate $205,375 in state grant and aid funds to the Absalom Jones Senior Center FY 2015, which funds will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 14040, amend the grants budget appropriate $2,217,205 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and $375,000 in estimated program income to the Community Development Block Grant, CDBG FY 2015, to be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 14041, amend the grants budget for FY 2015, appropriate federal funds of $789,739 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and estimated program income of $100,000 to the Home Investment Partnership Program, HOME, as follows. Appropriate $48,560 to Home Administration FY 2015, $661,179 to Home Investment Partnership and Program Home Rehabilitation FY 2015, and $180,000 to Home Investment Partnership Community Housing Development Organization CHDO FY 2015, which grants and program income are administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 14042, amend the grants budget for FY 2015, appropriate federal funds of $179,469 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, to the HUD Emergency Solutions Grant, ESG, FY 2015, to be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 14043, revised zoning map, Christiana 100, southwest side, Lorwood Avenue, and north of Maryland Avenue. 0.10 acre from NC5, Neighborhood Conservation, to CN, Commercial Neighborhood, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith. Ordinance 14044, to amend New Castle County Code, Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 6, Exemption from Real Property Taxation, Section 1103, Filing Frequency Regarding Filing Deadlines for the 65 or Older and Disability Real Property Tax Exemption.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I will now have reports from select and special committees, starting with the Finance Committee. Councilmember Smiley.
Thank you,
Yes, Mr. President, Finance Committee met upstairs today, 1:30, for a conference room. We discussed issues on this evening's agenda and approved a couple of grants.
Thank you. Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to update budget hearing process for the fiscal year 2015, which are co-chaired by Councilman Smiley and myself. Wednesday, April 9th, we went over revenues, debt services, and contingencies. Monday, April 14th, we had our land use general manager present their budget request for 2015. And yesterday, April 21st, the largest portion of our county government in terms of operation and revenue, public safety, presented their budget on yesterday, April 21st.
Thank you, Councilmember Cartier. Community Services, Councilmember Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, we had a Community Services Committee meeting. We had a PowerPoint presentation by Carrie Casey, the manager for Division of Community Development and Housing, and that presentation was on the fiscal year 2015 Department of Housing and Urban Development Action Plan. Secondly, we had another presentation by Carla Thompson on the Absalom Jones Senior Center Program and grant presentation. So we had a very informative meeting this afternoon, and we will follow up with legislation in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilmember Dillon, you'd like to add anything?
I think the councilman has covered it.
Thank you so much. Land use, Councilmember Tackett. Councilmember Reda.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Tuesday, April 15th, we had a land use committee meeting at 3 o'clock, and we had one item on the agenda. It was the terminated maintenance declaration for Atlantic Business Park, and part of this was already developed. This is just the other part of it, and it was down Pencader 100.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, this was my plan in the district, and we had the applicant come and explain pretty briefly. It's a pretty simple application.
Thank you, Councilmember Tackett. Technology Subcommittee, Councilmember Weiner.
Yes, Mr. President, members of Council. The Technology Subcommittee met on April 15th at 1:30 p.m. in our 8th floor conference room. We discussed a new instant messaging system that's been brought online by our IS department. And there's a video available posted that will enable staff members to speedily give messages between employees of the county. We also reviewed a new land use department tool technology, making the whole land use part of the county website more user-friendly.
Thank you, Councilmember Weiner. Today the executive committee met. We had a very brief meeting, 10-minute meeting. We heard from Councilmember Kilpatrick on a reappointment to our board from a member from her district, and we discussed resolutions for tonight. We move on now to consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and published in the newspaper, and they are available in the back of the room. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it, Madam Clerk. Please proceed.
Resolution 14100, honoring the achievements of Dr. Malvine Richard and the Sarah Pyle Academy. Resolution 14101, reappointing Christopher Simon to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission. Resolution 14102, congratulating Zachary Sterrett for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 14103, congratulating Travis Sterrett for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 14104, congratulating Andrew Inslee for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 14105, congratulating commending Joseph H. Campista for 31 years of dedicated service to the Wilmington Fire Department.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll ask Council Member Street and Council Member Pro Tem Penrose Hollins if they would join me in the front. And we're asking Dr. Malvine Richard if she would come to the front as well.
Superintendent of Christina School District, and also
it's gonna be a new day.
Councilman Street, I'm taking a picture of this.
Give our honoree another big hand, please. Thank you so much. Thank you, Councilmember Street. Thank you, Councilmember Hollins. We'll now move to agenda item H, consideration resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R14-106. Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Clerk, would you please read Resolution 14-06 into the record and present to County Council for consideration and possible adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-106 to terminate a maintenance declaration for Atlantic Business Park Phase 2, tax parcel numbers 110230098100-104, Pencader 100.
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, we discussed this in depth upstairs, and the reason that the declaration is being dissolved is because now one owner owns it all. So therefore, we didn't need the agreement between the different parties. So,
thank you, sir. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Rollcar reveals 13 yes.
R14-106 is approved. R14-107, Mr. Weiner?
Yes, I ask collectively that R14-107 and R14-108 be read by title into the record and tabled.
Second.
Resolution 14-107, request Newcastle County Council implement both live and video on demand video broadcast of all publicly advertised Newcastle County Council meetings. Resolution 14-108, request Newcastle County Council implement video on demand broadcast of all publicly advertised Newcastle County Council meetings.
Thank you. Said resolutions are tabled. R14-109, Mr. Smiley.
Mr. President, I request that R14-109 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Resolution 14-109, approving the refund of taxes paid in error on parcel number 09-030-30024, 9 Moody Place, Newark, Delaware.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. briefly, this is a situation where taxes that were in arrears were paid by the mortgage company and then paid by the property owner in addition to the current taxes that were due and owing.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mrs. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R14-109 is approved. R14-110, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R14-110 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-110, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to the Environment Systems Research Institute, ERSI, for annual software maintenance for various ERSI software for the Office of Technology in the amount of $46,412.33.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, this is an annual contract for basically software maintenance and backup support, corrections and enhancements should we need it.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R14-110 is approved. R14-111, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R14-111 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-111, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to the Newcastle Conservation District for Carousel Park Pond Drainage and Water Quality Improvements for the Department of Special Services, totaling $187,200.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, this purchase order will will pay for the design, permitting, administration, and construction necessary for the carousel park pond, which includes a bark park, which I'm very happy about. It will include land regrading, fencing, and the installation of catch basins, and the dogs will now have their own concrete catwalk to the water so they don't mess up their little paws.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
R14-111 is approved. R14-112, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R14-112 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-112, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract to Asset Works, Inc. for annual Fleet Focus M4 software maintenance and support for the Office of Technology in the amount of $27,856.50.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, this provides for a 12-month contract for product updates and enhancements and unlimited phone and email support for the county.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Council, you have any comments or questions? public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Streep?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Or 14-112 is approved. Moving on to ordinances, ordinance 14-027. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that 14-027 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 14-027, amending the pay plan and rates of pay for the unclassified temporary, seasonal, and part-time recurring employees of Newcastle County.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, this will take the minimum wage in Newcastle County from a current $7.25 to $10.10 an hour. Mostly this will be part-time and summer employees. These employees do not benefit from the county's health programs or their pension. We did have a question arise during committee, and this does also apply to the summer youth that would be in the program. We get state funding to help support that, and the county would provide the difference in the state minimum wage and the county minimum wage, and those funds have been calculated into the $100,000.
Thank you for that explanation. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Not voting.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 not voting.
Ordinance 14-027 is approved. Substitute number 1 to ordinance 14-028, Mr. Shelton.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request a substitute 1 to ordinance 14-028 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance 14-028, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget appropriated $445,000 to the Department of Special Services to cover the cost of snow removal.
Mr. Shelton.
Yes, Mr. President, thanks. Department of Special Services, security cost of $445,000 over and above what it normally budgets for the snow and ice removal. This replenishes the fund that comes out of the grant stabilization tax fund.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Council, do you have any comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance 14-028 is approved. Ordinance 14-029, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance 14-029 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 14-029, amend the grants budget appropriate federal grant award of $257,315 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, under the Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Newcastle County Federal Fiscal Year 2011 Homeland Security Grant Program.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This particular ordinance will appropriate a federal grant award to properly account for the purchase of equipment and reimbursement of funds by the Delaware Emergency Management through the state's Homeland Security Grant Program. The equipment and materials that will be purchased will be provided for the enhancement of video teleconference equipment for emergency management, personal protection equipment for Newcastle County, and the enhancement of equipment for Newcastle County Police Bomb Squad, EMS medical supplies, and an additional $23,000 will reimburse Newcastle County for equipment maintenance and training.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-029 is approved. Ordinance 14-031, Ordinance 14-032, Ordinance 14-033, Ordinance 14-034, Ordinance 14-035. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that all the prior stated ordinance numbers be read by title only.
Ordinance 14031, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2015, beginning July 1, 2014. Ordinance 14032, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2014 for fiscal year 2015. Ordinance 14033, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2015 capital budget. Ordinance 14034, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014. Ordinance 14035, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Ordinance 14-031 through 14-035 are FY15 budget legislation pieces. They will all be discussed at the finance meeting immediately preceding the actual budget vote. In addition, any part of the council budget presentations and or legislation relative thereto will be subject to discussion by council at its May 14th and May 19th special meetings being called in order to discuss the budget. With that, I would make a motion to table Ordinance 14-031, 032, 033, 034, and 035.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Ordinance 14-003. Mr. Weiner?
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, I ask that 14-003 and 14-020 remain on the table.
So be it. Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Item J. R14-113, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that resolution number 14-113 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 14-113, recognizing the contributions of the Newcastle County Council employees on this 2014 Administrative Professionals Day.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, fellow members of council, first I'd like to apologize for not having this out earlier. I had it on my things to do, but unfortunately there were other things that kept pushing it further down the things to do list in my life. So I apologize to council, but most of all to the employees of Newcastle County Council. I would like your indulgence to read this into the record for a moment. Whereas the employees of Newcastle County Council serve as an important link between the council members, the administration, and the residents of Newcastle County, and whereas they are called upon to keep themselves informed and to have a working knowledge of many issues and processes inside of county, state, federal, and various municipal governments, and whereas these professionals are often required to work irregular hours to assist both their council person and the residents of Newcastle County, which sometimes results in their being unable to attend events with their family and friends, and whereas without the loyal, dedicated service of these professionals, the standards of Newcastle County and service to its residents would not be of the high level of expertise we have all come to expect and at times take for granted. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby recognizes on its 2014 Administrative Professionals Day the dedication and professionalism which all council employees put forth every day in their effort to serve those that depend on them, and tomorrow is the actual Professionals Day. And thank you very much for all you do for us.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Any comments or questions on this? Public comment.
Mr. President.
Yes, I'm sorry. Mr. Bell.
I would like to ask to be added, and I'm sure other members of council couldn't agree more with what Councilman Smiley has presented and the words that he has spoke. We truly do have a team of professionals that support our officers and support the services to the citizens of the county day in and day out. So hear to the resolution, and I would like to join.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Mr. Smiley?
Absolutely welcome, everyone. Again, I apologize. Previously, we've listed everyone because I had the time to sneak around without the staff knowing this time. It just wasn't possible.
So everyone is listed already?
No, they are not. Yeah. But everyone is welcome.
Everybody. All right. Councilmember Cartier, you had your hand up.
Yes, I'd like to be listed on as a co-sponsor as well.
Anyone else? All of council, duly noted. R14-113 is approved. We have
did we vote it?
I'm sorry. Did you call the vote?
I haven't
called
the vote.
I saw the hand.
Pretty good chance.
Those are the formality.
Mr. President, for future reference, just because I introduced something doesn't mean I support it.
Okay. I'm going to make an amendment.
He didn't raise his hand.
I'm making note of that. Okay. Bob Clerk, I'm sorry.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
It's kind of late.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
R14-113 is approved now. Thank you. Mr. Weiner?
Yes, I ask the resolution 14-114 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-114, honoring the life and legacy of Thomas Irvin Bear II.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes, it's as per title. Mr. Bear was taken from us recently. His wife served, of course, as senator to Brandy 100, and his funeral is taking place right now as we meet, so this was added on in a fashion so that we could present it to his to the folks that were attending the funeral this evening.
Thank you. Council, you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
R14-114 is approved. Anything on the item K? Councilor McCarty, do you have your hand up?
When you get to comment.
All right. We're there.
Okay, thank you.
Public comment.
I would be remiss if I didn't remember that today, April 22nd, is Earth Day. And I can tell you, I was part of a generation, I think, that many of us in this room lived through a shift in mentality about the environment that we inhabit on planet Earth. And over the years, remembering that the first Earth Day was in 1970, over the years, we've made, as a country, enormous progress cleaning up the environment that we share with the natural world. And we have, if you think about it, made enormous progress here locally. Many water bodies that were really not in very good condition or much better condition. I'm thinking primarily of the Delaware River. The air quality is better. Our management of land and stewardship of land as we go through our land use development code is far better than it ever was. So we've made a lot of progress, but we have a lot more progress to make. And I just wanted to remind people that today is Earth Day. And I get involved in my local district in many cleanup activities, and I see in that process progress, but I also see the need for further progress. So with that, I'll just close off my remarks and just we only have one planet to live on. We all share it. We're now 6-7 billion people on planet Earth. And we should care for it and exercise good stewardship, and we should do a better job. And we need to recognize that we have made great progress, but there's more progress to be made. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Street and the Councilmember Powers.
Yes, Mr. President. May 17th will mark 60 years Brown versus Board of Education decision. And I've been talking about it for 5-6 months. You know, I'm challenging tonight the county executive and the mayor to eliminate the bureaucratic foolishness and see to it that the statue to Mr. Redden, statues on both sides of the street, by May 17th, looks like the statue across the street. Now, if they, in their infinite wisdom as the leaders, and statues out there in this building named after them 60 years, maybe if they don't get it cleaned up, maybe it's fitting. And it's in, it'll be indicative of the regression that this state has made as relates to school desegregation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Street. Councilmember Powers.
Yes, kind of with what Councilman Cartier said this morning, my wife put on Facebook and on our farm page that every day on our farm's birthday.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else have comments on the other? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting's adjourned.
Man, I was close on this one. 7:15, I said.
Now
it's
7:14.
Told you
45 minutes.
It's 7:12.
Yes, yes. Please let us know. 40
minutes. We're right
a lion and a legend.